Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember guys that when you go with your girl, she's always going to be looking for your replacement. This one says she was dating the guy in the chair but married the guy in the window. He looks bigger and probably taller too. Also, why is her ex seemingly drinking from a closed Coke bottle? My guess is that the guy in the chair dumped her, and the guy on the left was her simp backup plan. Even women in the past were run through like amber lights. Up next, here's a woman trying to change the culture to make cheating socially acceptable. She tells men they shouldn't expect their girlfriend to be faithful until they get married. And I'm sure that she expects those men those women are with to remain faithful until marriage too. If you're not a good faithful girlfriend, then how in the hell are you going to be a faithful wife? Female nature is so bold that it's revealing its monkey branching tendencies for all of us men to see. Number three, there's a new report that 40% of Canada's top 1% earners have now moved to the United States, as well as 30 to 40% of the next 9% of income earners. I was living there part-time this year and will do so next year as well. I'm in the top 10% of earners and maybe one day I'll get to the top 1% because I make my money remotely now. The only thing keeping me here is family and my tax-free savings account. And remember, all those top earners were replaced by Jeets. Moving on, looks like gold diggers are everywhere, and sports ball players are rapidly becoming red-pilled. This quarterback called off his wedding after his fiancé refused to sign a prenup. He's worth $250 to $300 million. She also looks so mid and totally replaceable. This guy, if he was really smart, he would have considered not getting married at all because men don't actually have anything to gain from marriage except for the headache of financial responsibilities. Number 5. Why is this the difference between men at the age of 50 and their hot high school girlfriends at the same age? Because nature has blessed men with a longer fertility window and so our looks deteriorate a lot slower because we can still attract women in our 50s and 60s. Nature takes women's fertility and attractiveness so that men don't waste their seed on a barren rock. Too bad my high school doesn't do reunions, because I'd love to see how the women have become terrible and fat. Up next, Dr. Cheyenne here says, there are more good single men out there than single women. The better question to ask is, how many good women have you met recently? And no, your 80-year-old mom doesn't count. She's biased. I also can't believe that she's saying that there are good single men out there. Women don't see most men. We're invisible to them. So she either doesn't know what she's talking about, or she's just saying this for engagement. Number 7, here's the population growth of New York versus Florida states. 25 years ago, Florida had 3 million less people in it than New York, and today it has 3.8 million more. It's getting overcrowded now except for the Panhandle. And I-4 running from Tampa to Orlando is almost as bad as the 401 in Toronto, because of the theme parks and the transplants from northern states who don't even know how to drive. I'd probably live in West Virginia if it was wealthier and warmer. Moving on, get ready for much higher food prices next year and inflation because 30% of the world's fertilizer passes through the Strait of Hormuz, and it most likely won't be delivered in time for the spring growing season. There won't be shortages in the United States, but there'll be higher prices, and here's CF Industries Holdings, one of the big U.S. fertilizer company stock. Oil and fertilizer are usually the last things to spike before the 18-year business cycle ends. I remember potash hitting insane highs and oil hitting 150 in 08, before everything crashed. Number 9, here's the difference between TV show families in Europe versus those in Latin America. Why does this happen? And maybe we need to start speaking Spanish or Portuguese. But this isn't very accurate because there's no way that the father would actually be there. There, I fixed it. Isn't that so much better? TV is almost dead and in a few years shows like this will be produced for an imaginary audience. They've lost all relevance. Up next, the man on the left ended a woman that was 8 months pregnant, and he's been found not guilty by reason of insanity. Time to medicate him and put him back on the streets since we closed all of our insane asylums decades ago. Elena Kwan, the woman in the picture, should have murals put up of her, and let's see how long before they get defaced, even though it's a very racist thing to do. What's really sad is that this is this meme in real life. Number 11, is it true that romantic love is just a bunch of neurochemicals designed for pair bonding? Yes, it costs a man his intellect, as his mind rewires to serve women and white knight for them, and his mental resources go towards that end instead. When a man's single, his mind is basically like peacock feathers designed to attract a woman. But when he gets together with her, those feathers are no longer needed. Your simping behavior also sneaks up on you when you're in a relationship. Moving on, only in Florida does stuff like this happen. This Wayman refuses to leave her ex's house because they're still soulmates. I don't know about you, but I think this lady is paid the rent from services rendered at a truck stop at least once in her life. Either she was doing that for rent or for meth. As soon as a woman starts spouting out New Age spirituality nonsense, it's time to run. She also looks like she invented AIDS. Number 13 here's something that many men don't discuss when it comes to taking the rent pill. Once you see female nature and understand women, you can't love them again. Men deal with this reality by coping in different ways. Looks like Milo here became gay because he hates women, unlike most gay men who like men. Other ways guys cope include getting a doll like Turd-Flinging Monkey, or becoming a workaholic such as myself, and some guys actually smash dudes or go monk mode. Everyone has their cope. Up next, yes, it's true that kicking a man in the crotch produces the equal amount of pain of breaking 3,200 bones and giving birth to 160 kids at the same time. One time I shot a really hard hockey ball at a street hockey goalie as hard as I could, and I was aiming for his balls, and it took him 15 to 20 minutes to recover, and the first thing he did at that point was try and fight me. Think about it. If childbirth is more painful, why do women say, let's have another baby? You never hear a guy say, kick me in the nuts again. Number 15, houses for messed up. This UK midwife is being deported from Canada for not taking her English test. Meanwhile, the Indian students serving you coffee at Tim Hortons barely speak English. My thinking is that they don't want her escaping from Jeet Mohammed land in the United Kingdom. Maybe they're denying her from staying here because of the color of her skin or something, and that it has nothing to do with language. Up next, you believe that women who drive small cars are compensating for very large vaginas. Well, they certainly aren't driving a small car because they're fat, because then they wouldn't fit into it. But seriously, I see what this meme is trying to do. Trying to mock the idea that guys who drive large trucks or expensive sports cars are trying to compensate for a tiny schwing-schwang. Number 17, Germany has a shortage of workers, so it's turning to India for help. But is Germany really in trouble when there are now 1.1 million unemployed people there, as well as 1.8 million people on welfare? Also, no German wants to live in India 2.0. Maybe they need to ask Canadians what's going to happen when it turns into Jeetland. If a German business has to use cheap foreign labor to survive, that business should not exist and should close down. Moving on, you know that Star Trek Starfleet Academy was bad when they took it off of Paramount Plus streaming's platform for being an embarrassment. Maybe having gay Klingons in dresses was a bad idea after all. Starfleet Academy was also set on a ship, which is kind of strange. And the captain sounded like a curled up cat in that chair to boot. They will release the second season, which was already being filmed. I guess they'll have to unban it and then ban it once more. Number 19, the WNBA brings in $200 million a year, while the USC brings $1.5 billion. Yet women in the WNBA now make a minimum of $300,000 a year, while the minimum in the UFC is only $12,000. Where's the equality in that? The main reason this might be happening is because the UFC doesn't have a main organization to fund it the way that the NBA funds the WNBA. I'm not a socialist, but I have to say that in this case, unions actually do work. Also, Dana White might be screwing over his employees. Up next, here's a trend that's only going to grow. Around 25% of all homes in coastal California are not acquired through inheritance. Owning real estate has become such an elite activity that young people have given up trying to own homes and are doom spending on vacations and overpriced consumer goods. Many of them, like this 25%, are waiting to inherit homes from parents. The way to solve your problem in life is to make sure you were born to rich parents. Number 21, Canada has now basically become a third world country where there are now meat theft rings. Meat has become a luxury good. This is what happens when you import the third world, you become the third world. The other day I went to buy fish at Costco, which now only millionaires can afford, and there was some enrichment leaning up against the trunk of my car. And I had to open up my trunk and interrupt them. No respect. I want to live in the States again. Moving on, a Florida hospital filed an eviction lawsuit against a patient who's been refusing to leave since October. She's trying to bankrupt the hospital before they bankrupt her. It's a bold strategy, con, and I hope it works out for her. What I want to know is there a reason why they're sharing a picture of an AI-generated white woman, when it was actually a black woman that refused to leave? At least the KFC bucket seems accurate. Number 23, the OnlyFans founder, Leonid Ravinsky, dies of cancer at the age of 43. Is it poetic justice or just your run-of-the-mill turbo cancer? And would you look at that? Societal cancer dies from cancer. Oy vey. Actually, he wasn't the founder, but he became the majority shareholder 2 years after it was created. He even uses OF money to become one of the biggest donors, $11 million to the pro-Israeli lobby in America. This is good news for once. Up next, we live in a world where if you're a content creator, stock trader, or have some other business that allows you to work remotely, you can pay a lot less for a great place to live in the formerly third world countries. Why stay in an overpriced American city when you can live and work remotely in Bali? The pandemic proved this. But now companies are trying to put an end to this because they're demanding that their wage slaves are back in the office at least once per week. This is the best way to explore the world. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to them? The women of Hollyweird. Has Ozempic struck again and again and again? Good luck to women like this promoting the small chest acceptance movement. Looks to me like the 90s are back, but instead of Coke, it's Ozempic that's given people their heroin chic look. I think I forgot the most important one in the bunch. She looks like the bride of Skeletor. So that's it for another memes of the week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.